Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. The sun's almost going down, so I thought I should shoot a video real quick before it gets dark. Well, you can tell I'm going to be using horses in this video today. I want to talk about a story that I tell guys a lot in coaching calls. I tell them this one story just to help them understand the concept of safety and emotional safety. And the story goes like this. You're standing there at a barn, much like I am right now. Everything seems to be cool. Everyone seems to be happy. Everyone feels safe and they're getting along. And all of a sudden, for no reason whatsoever, this horse's eyes get all bugged out. His ears go straight up. He snorts, and then he pile drives me into the ground as he runs straight for the barbed wire. And he hits the barbed wire so fast, the barbs just rip through his flesh, his chest and his upper legs. And he's standing on the other side, finally turns around, standing bloody, dripping with shreds of skin hanging off him. I know it sounds gory. This happens all the time in the horse world. And in this story, I pick myself up off the ground. And I'm not hurt too bad, but I'm pissed beyond belief. I can't imagine what happened. I'm looking at the bloody horse, the busted fence, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell just happened. And then I look behind me, and behind me is a house cat that happened to be in the barn stall and just walked out. But the horse didn't see it fully. The horse didn't know it. The horse felt suddenly terrified and unsafe. And that's what makes a horse bolt for the hills to get away from it. It's not safe. Women hate it when I compare horses to women sometimes because it sounds like it's being disrespectful. When it comes to emotional safety, what I'm trying to help men understand is that there's a point of perspective where you start to see what's going on. When a woman says she's not feeling safe, when she's not feeling emotionally connected, what she's saying is that there's something missing. There's something going on that's causing a vibration in her body, a fear, some kind of anxiety, or triggering mechanisms that's making her feel like she can't get close and she can't be safe. So when men are in troubled relationships or a marriage that's going downhill, and he goes, I need to save this. I need to know what to do next. I need to know what to do. The first thing I focus on is knowing what emotional safety is. The best thing you can do right now is turn the faucet off of pressure and unknowing little things that are happening that are ramping up pressure and distance and fear and anxiety. And so when we do this at the ranch retreat, which I'll tell you about in a second, we bring horses into the picture because when you understand, when you finally see what's going on from a different perspective, because honestly, a lot of guys I work with, they're not like horses. A house cat won't make them run through a barbed wire fence and shred themselves because they have a different sense of what to be afraid of. Sure, we're afraid. We're insecure, anxious sons of bitches. We all know that. But it's not the same things that make women that way. And this is how we try to explain it to you, to get you to understand there are small nuances in the way we relate to the world and relate to women that bring either a sense of safety and connection or a sense of fear and anxiety. And so this is what I want to let you know. To help this horse feel safe and connected, I need to move slowly. I need to talk slowly. I need to know that rapid movements, loud noises, and swinging things makes him very, very anxious and very, very afraid. I can make him turn on a dime right now and run for the hills, but I'm not going to do that because it would be mean. But it takes very little for him. So when this gets back into your relationship with women, even with your own kids, understand that loud, big, angry, controlling, domineering type energies scare most people. That's just the bottom line for this video. I want you to understand when you start to get clear and you start to stop the behaviors that make people feel fearful, anxious, and want to run from you, you can start a whole new energy. We're going to be doing this for 10 guys again for the third annual ranch retreat. I'm not going to do a big sales pitch on this video, but we love this thing. It is so unbelievably rewarding, and the guys are just so complimentary of what happens at these retreats. If you want to know more, there's a beautiful page full of information and pictures in the description part of this video. But for today, make that your challenge this weekend. Be calmer, be kinder, listen more. Don't be so loud, don't be so judgmental. See if you can get somebody to chill out with you just by being a little bit softer. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good one. Bye.